A major step in the cleanup of Onondaga Lake is about to begin. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, Honeywell International will begin the dredging and capping of contaminated lake sediment this summer.
On a windswept day with water lapping the shore, kayaks gliding by, and geese taking flight, officials marked the formal start of the dredging and capping of polluted Onondaga Lake sediment. Three giant barges now sit on the lake, expected to be fully operational by mid-July. Honeywell Senior Vice President Kate Adams says think of them as giant vacuum cleaners, sucking up sediment contaminated from years of industrial pollution. Will the high-tech dredging operation be able to keep the mercury, benzenes, and PCBs under control?
We're using a closed system, and so that means that the material is being hydraulically lifted into a closed pipe, and in that closed pipe will be brought up to the containment area. So there's a very low risk of that.
This is part of a $451 million Superfund remediation project and should continue 5 years, according to State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martens.
At the end of the dredging period, the lake will be yet again cleaner. It'll be another step along the way to having this lake be a swimmable body of water.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.